If you are in Nashua, New Hampshire tomorrow, you might want to visit the Vintage Radio Show and Sale. It takes place four times a year. Dealers and collectors get together to swap ornate wooden cabinets and glowing vacuum tubes. Here are a few of the people who showed up at the last one.
Yeah, the first thing I remember as a youngster was looking at my little Philco and say, how does that thing talk? And that's what got me started.
My name's Dave Sutherland. I'm from Spofford, New Hampshire. I'm the president, treasurer, and newsletter editor for the New England Antique Radio Club.
My name is Tony Rizzini. I'm from Greenville, Rhode Island. I like early stuff, cathedrals and tombstones.
I'm Dick Desjolais, and I run a little retirement business called Dick's Radio Days. And I have three tables set up here ranging from 1924 Crosley Model 52 to very early RCA Model 3.
Most of my sets are pre-World War II. I like the old wood sets, the Zenith Transoceanics, and especially anything Philco made.
Yeah, this is my contest set here, which is it's about a 1959 Sylvania novelty transistor set they call the Thunderbird. And it looks like the hood of a 57 Thunderbird. I bought it from a friend of mine about a year ago, and I ended up taking it apart and completely restoring it so it works as well as it did way back when.
We have one dealer here who's got one, two, three, four tables who deals internationally in just old radio tubes.
I'm Dick Bergeron, and I run a little company called Electron Tube Enterprises. And as you can see in front of you, we probably have 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 old radio tubes that we sell to the antique radio collectors.
And this is my table. I make reproduction loop antennas, so-called because it's either in a circle or diamond shape. This particular large one is about 5 feet high and contains 106 feet of wire. And I bring them all up here. I sell four, five, or six of them at a time.
They call me CJ, CJ Poulos. I'm from Connecticut. I got some early radio stuff. I got a few old radios, a lot of parts, volume controls and microphone connectors and switches and jacks.
Yes, I have a couple of early 1930s cathedral radios, table radios. I've got a nice one AM-FM set from the 50s. I've got some old chassis that are looking for a good home, a good cabinet, a little bit of everything.
I think my father, who was a child of the Depression, got me into listening to the radio, and E.G. Marshall used to host a show, Mystery Theater. And he said, you should listen to this. When I grew up, that's all we had. We had the Green Hornet and Boston Blackie.
And Let's Pretend.
Yes.
I don't know if anybody remembers Let's Pretend. Oh, yeah.
The Whistler.
Shadow.
I love them.
Oh, you're too young.
I have the announcement here for the winners of the contest for the best transistor radios. It was a close call, but the winner is John Weatherall with his Sylvania Thunderbird. And second, Robert Rinkar with his Franklin guitar radio.
I got into electronics when I was 13. I built a crystal set from a schematic in the Popular Science. It takes me back.
My father bought me one year an old Haley Crafter shortwave radio, and it fascinated me as a 10-year-old listening to countries like Australia and New Zealand back in the days before we had the internet and satellites.
Actually, I've been collecting, since I was a kid. Of course, I grew up in the 50s. A couple of my relatives still had the big consoles. I was just fascinated that you could listen all over the world with these things.
And I remember listening to the BBC, and it was magic, thinking about someone talking in this faraway place that was very mysterious and coming live all the way into this little box.
I think it was back in mid to late 80s, and I was out yard sailing, believe it, and just happened to go by a yard sale with my wife, and there was this old Zenith console out there. I asked the fellow how much he wanted. He said, $20. I said, I'll take it. And then it's been just gradually increasing to probably right now 200 radios or so.
And today I've picked up an old Montgomery Ward Band, old 5-tuber, and it's quite primitive by today's standards, but the old wooden radios on AM in the tubes, they're just wonderful to listen to.
I like the radios from the late 30s. Some people restored them so beautifully. It's like going through a museum every time you come here.
Today I'm going home with a nice Zenith. All restored. I do restore them myself, but it's nice to buy them restored so I can just take it home and enjoy it right off the bat.
It's just a very, very interesting hobby. It's a lot of nostalgia, and you can do it all winter long. When the weather is lousy, you can rebuild them, and that's my life.
Enthusiasts at the New England Antique Radio Club Quarterly Swap Meet, recorded by producer Diane Ballin. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.